There he goes, one of God's own prototypes.
Dude, I would never want to spend, like, even 10 minutes inside of your head.
A high-powered mutant of some kind never even considered for mass production.
Like, it's such a shit show.
Too weird to live, but too rare to die.
What is up, guys? It's your boy, Johnny Buck, here on the... Well, we'll see. So if you guys have been following me for a while, you have seen quite a different progression of this show. It's been the I Hate Johnny Buck show. It has been the Day Zero podcast, and I'm going to rebrand again. I'm going to apologize now if I have some cool buttons. So I'm going to be renaming the podcast, and the new name is The Johnny Buck Show. I'm not getting super fucking creative with it. And I'm going to talk about why today. If you guys know, I've talked about this. I am consistently inconsistent with the podcast. And a lot of it is, I've got a lot of other things that take a significantly higher amount of time, a significantly more of a energy. It's just more fucking important, right? And the reason I started the podcast was just originally it was Facebook Lives, and then it was a podcast, and then it was what it was. I got into the podcast because Facebook kept banning me and shit. So got in the podcast. It was just kind of a place to rant, and then I decided to try and give back or help people, and that started with the Day Zero podcast, where it was more like business and personal development type stuff. And then I kind of was like, you know what? That's most recently, I don't feel like fucking doing this, So I do have a couple clients that I coach personally. I do personal coaching for them, for their businesses. And they're fucking awesome. I got spoiled with these two. And I've decided at this moment I don't feel like fucking with this. So I'm not going to put a bunch of more content out to help show value, to help get more clients and stuff like that. So what I'm going to do is just talk about things I think are important. Things that have helped. This will be very, very, very personal development heavy. There will be some business. I'm fucking good at business, man. I'm a lot better than I give myself credit for a lot of times. I'm in the top 1% of martial arts gyms, period. It's fucking ludicrous how much better I'm doing than most martial arts gyms. And the reason is, it's not that fucking hard, right? It's not that hard to be good at what I do. And I don't want to fucking devalue that. And we're going to talk, I got a lot of shit we talk about with, because it's going to be very business owner centered. I'm just not going to be fucking telling you how to make your business more successful. I want to work on you. The thing that I have found to be the most beneficial, and this is the coach I'm most recently working with, is we spent definitely the first 3 months, probably the first 5 months, getting me squared away, getting me happy, getting me fucking to be not content, but grateful for where I'm at, right? And then we worked on different things. So, it was honestly a fucking very expensive therapy session. But now, we've dove a lot more. Now that I have the base fix, we can dive more into the tactical of the business. Because if he told me to do the same shit he told me to do today, fucking 6 months ago, I would waste the fucking time, right? So we had a lot of good conversations. So what I want to do, the purpose of the Johnny Buck Show is to get you guys, just give you guys some insight on how I got here. If you've known me for a while, you have seen all kinds of crazy shit. So I'm going to talk about what this show is going to be about, what it's going to have on it, and just what to expect. So it's going to be a fucking hodgepodge of all kinds of shit. It'll be structured. I have some sense. I have notes over here. If I actually ever release this video, I may or may not. If this video ever gets out, you'll see me looking to my notes, and that's going to be a part of it. I'm here to deliver the best I can. So, why switch this over? Like, even though I'm really good at business, I'm in the top 1% of martial arts businesses. We had a fucking $1 million one year. I swear to God. It's driving me fucking nuts, man. I keep chasing that fucking ghost just to do it. I don't even give a fuck about the money. I just want to do it. Only 4% of businesses in any industry hit $1 million in a year. I want to be part of that. I do. So may not do it with the gym alone, but I'll fucking do it. So I'm really good at business, and I'm going to talk about is what I do. And I here's why I think, here's what I'm going to emphasize on it, right? Entrepreneurship is the last defiant act. It's the last fuck you to society. By no means was I a good fucking, I was a good student. Like, I was a good student because I understood school was a game. I understood that if you knew the rules, you could bend them and work around them to win, right? So that's how I've always been. I convinced this, here's how fucking, how much of a game school is. I convinced the Citadel to completely change the academic requirements for me to graduate from a four-year school, a prestigious university. But hey, I understand this and these are the rules, but can we possibly do this because of this situation? They're like, well, yeah, it's a great fucking idea, Johnny. Cool. I would still be at the Citadel taking classes if I wanted to graduate. So I am going to talk about business because it's important, right? My dad told me at 13 years old, he goes, Johnny, you're unhirable. I'm like, you're right. I've had one job outside of my friends and family that I've worked for in my 38 years, and it was for 5.5 months. I called in sick. We had to be there at 6 a.m. I called in sick. I had to be, I called back at 1 o'clock, so I'm never coming back again. I'm going to go open my gym and do that full time. I've been doing it ever since. You know, I in 2017, I went completely fucking self-employed, 1099 only, or K-1 through business. But so I'm going to talk about business. Like, I think it's fucking important. I think it's that's the most powerful way to give back. That's the most powerful way to reach other people. And that's a big thing for me. So that's why I've rebranded, because I think that I will do a better job helping you guys tell my story, because there's a lot of things out there. You know, I've been very vulnerable lately, and I don't want to sound like a whiny bitch where I'm only talking about things that go wrong. My fucking life's great. But I want you guys to know that it's not fucking, you know, unicorns and rainbows and bullshit. Like, that, all these fucking dudes on Instagram talking about, I can make you 12 figures in 6 months with no fucking work. They're full of fucking shit. I want to see their account. I want to see their bank accounts, not from scamming motherfuckers who buy for that shit. So, that's, you know, that's why I'm making this pivot. I think it's more important than anything. So what can you expect? All right, so I'm going to talk about things that I find to be, I think are important, right? Again, from an entrepreneurial standpoint, there's no fucking point. Like, think about this. So you started your own business or whatever. There's no fucking point in you building a business that makes you a bunch of money and change a bunch of lives if your fucking life is miserable. There's no point in being rich, no point in growing your business if your relationships suck, if your health sucks, you don't do anything that makes you fucking happy. Like, there's no fucking point. And there's a lot of the people who see you go into the entrepreneur, oh man, you're going to abandon your family, you're going to be divorced. Yeah, fucking divorce is really fucking high in the entrepreneurial world, because we don't take that balance. We don't have, and it's not even balance, it's harmony. We don't put time in the right places. So I'm going to talk a lot about that. I'm going to talk about, you know, like the five F's or whatever is faith. And you can, if I am going to put this video out because I'm very animated. My shirt's colorful. But like the five F's, I think they're fucking full of shit. There's two F's. Fuck full. Faith, fitness, family, fun, finances. Did I say it? I don't fucking know. It sounds good, right? It sounds good. But, like, what if some of those things don't matter to you? Like, what if, like, faith, like, religion doesn't matter to you? All right, well, cool. What if you don't have a fucking family? What if you're a legit orphan? Well, then you can't live up to this. So what we're going to talk about is basically the things that I find to be most important, right? Things I've that helped balance my life. It's my relationship with my wife. It's my relationship with other people. I don't fucking talk to other people, right? We're going to talk about that. The best explanation I've heard of this is from one of my other coaches. She calls it TFX, right? And she's still developing it, I think. I don't know. But she explained it to me. And I'm like, all right, that's cool. And then, like, 30 minutes later, I'm like, that's the best explanation I've ever fucking heard. So T is your trajectory. It's basically your finances, your net worth, your business, like how your life is moving. It's whether you're moving up or down. Fulfillment, which makes, to me, you know, so T for trajectory. Fulfillment, what makes life worth busting your ass for? Like, why do you get up in the morning? And why are you willing to do that? Why are you willing to invest in your future, aka sacrifice, aka suffer, to have something? So we'll be talking about shit like that. And then X-axis is your life. And here's my thing. X-axis doesn't mean while I was alive for 80 years. It means actually fucking capable of living a life. When can, the second you start, you have to rely on somebody else, like Mitch McConnell or Joe Biden fucking doing their shit. Like, the second you're at that point, they're fucking dead. Like, their X-axis stopped. They're just fucking meat shelves moving around. So we're gonna talk a lot about health. Like, I'm back on my fitness journey. I just got over 3 weeks of being sick as fuck. Not gonna go into a ton of detail, but you know, it was shitty for 3 weeks. It was terrible. Right? And then I got fucking COVID again. God damn it, dude. So that's what we're gonna do. And we're gonna talk about different parts of that. We're gonna talk about ways to increase your net worth. We're gonna talk about ways to save money, get rid of debt. So there'd be some financial stuff on there. Again, I'm not a fucking investor coach. I'm not any of that shit. It's just what worked for me. I'm not going to lie and say I didn't get lucky or wasn't fortunate. I made some serious fucking moves during COVID. I paid up all my debt. I ran fucking stock markets through the roof. Good old days when, you know, we had mean tweets. But, you know, so I'm not going to say that's fucking all... I'm a fucking guru, but there's some really simple tactics that I use to keep me afloat, keep me through some hard times. Fulfillment, what makes you happy? I'm going to talk about things that I do that make me happy. This is like your family time, vacations, self-care. Do I fucking play Xbox on a regular basis? Usually, sometimes, right? No, I'm not going to fucking play with you. I play with two or three other people, and it's only when I can. So don't try and take my fucking fulfillment and my relaxation time. Unless you got a really good KDR. And then your X-axis, your life, we already talked about that. Fulfillment, things that make you happy. Man, that's been big for us. I'm gonna bring her on as a guest. Last time we did it, the fucking internet cut out. They turned it off. So I'll be back on. We are going to talk about business, right? So whether it's a startup or my fuck-ups, we're going to talk about business. Because entrepreneurship is a big part of who I am. It's a big part of why I am where I am. If you guys have ever seen the movie Falling Down, that would probably be my future, or prison, or the military, which that one doesn't sound so bad. But that would have been my future if it wasn't for entrepreneurship, man. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. And then we're just going to talk about shit to make your life better. Just things that... perspectives I didn't fucking have because I didn't know any better. You know, I love my parents. You know, they fucked me up. They didn't know what they were doing. They want to be 1% better. It's not as bad as I had when I was a kid. Well, that's not fucking winning. 1% better is not fucking winning. So we're going to talk about different things that you guys can do to help make yourself life better. You don't have to fucking do it. I honestly don't give a shit. I'm just trying to put this out there. What about mindset, right? I want you guys to win the war to yourself. Like I said, I spent fucking a bunch of money with my most recent coach to get my fucking head on straight. I spent money in therapy. I spent, you know, whatever it is, we're going to talk about that. Listen, if you have any fucking questions, here's the only caveat to me, you can bother me anytime you want. You can bother me anytime you want to, honestly. If you need fucking help, if you're having a mental crisis, you're having an issue, whatever that is, I want you to fucking reach out to me. IHateJohnnyBuck@gmail.com is probably the easiest way, or on Instagram, JohnnyBuck2. Hit me up, dude. I'll get back to you as quickly as I can. There's nothing more important than that to me. And this actually ties into the next thing. The quick random side note, I'm gonna tell you stories about just random fucking shit, rants, things that come in my head. Think about Aesop Fables, for you older people, Aesop's Fables for fuck-ups. That's basically what it's going to be. A friend of mine, this is cool, we found this out relatively recently. So a friend of mine, long story short, I had a girlfriend, she wasn't great. She was fun. I had a girlfriend, and I'm not going to say I was innocent. I was definitely cheating on her. I was in fucking Charleston. I said I was a Division I athlete, professional fighter, or amateur fighter. Fuck, you know all this. But, and it was, before that gets crazy, that was fucking wrong, by the way. Like, you shouldn't be doing that shit. And we're talking about the fucking, how I should have just had the hard conversation I was supposed to fucking have. But I was cheating on her. She was cheating on me. Long story short, he was going through some rough times. He tried to get someone to start shit with me in a bar so he could throw me out. And he told me this recently. He goes, man, I'm so fucking glad that didn't happen. You would have killed me. And, fast forward fucking shit, 12, 15 years, maybe, 'cause I'm old now. He fucking messaged me saying he's gonna kill himself. And it's fucking all doom and gloom, but this is shit you're gonna see, people. It'd be all over the fucking place. And unfortunately, I was drinking. I was at a house. I couldn't drive. And I just called the fucking cops. I called every cop I knew. I got people over there. They ended up finding them. The cop was fucking awesome. Sheriff deputy for Buckland County. He called me back and filled me in later that night, man. And it was really cool. He fucking ruined my buzz. You know, there's a mindset. Like, dude, we're all at war with ourselves. Like, my days aren't fucking perfect. And, you know, a lot of the shit I won't put out here publicly. It's just, I don't know how to deal with it, honestly. So we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about everything. And we are, when I say everything, I mean fucking everything. We will touch on politics. And by touch on, I mean make fun of fucking stupid people in the government. Listen, my thoughts are this. If you're not so patriotic, you're on a fucking watch list, you're a pussy. Like, it is what it is. One of the big overarching themes of this is rebuilding the American dream. And we'll talk about that in detail later. But, like, I'll just be honest, man. Like, what the fuck has happened in the past decade is shit, dude. It's fucking shit. And the government's not going to come help us. Like, this is where it fucking matters. Like, the government's not coming to help us. The political system is fucked. The school system is fucked. I have a teaching degree from the Citadel. My goal was in 2003, I'm going to go to the Citadel. I'm going to get a fucking teaching degree. I'm going to come back here and teach and coach fucking wrestling. When I came back, that job was open. And the short amount of time that I spent in the school systems as a substitute teacher was fucking bullshit. I don't know what happened. So, you know, and I'm not saying, I'm not talking about the fucking, what are they called, fucking drag queen story times and shit. I just mean the general fucking culture of school. Nobody can fucking lose. Participation, choke, all that shit, right? And it's not the kids' fault, it's the fucking parents. So, the reason I'm going to talk about the politics is I want to point out the problems, right? But I'm also going to try and give you a solution because they're not coming to fucking save you. They're not. Right? They want you sick. They want you fucking dumb. They want you docile. They want you fat. They want you distracted by other things that don't fucking matter. I'm not going to spend a ton of time on it. But there will be certain things I bring up. And I think it's important that we have to stay educated what's going on so we can be better prepared for ourselves. Because listen, you're the dude I'm looking at in this fucking camera right now, that's who's going to save me. Nobody else. Not your mom, not your dad. Sure as fuck not the government. When the cops show up, it's probably too late, and they're not going to do anything anyways, because the guy who broke into your fucking house 3 times, guess what? They put him back out on the fucking street. So we have to be able to take care of ourselves. So that's the little bit of political side you see, not a bunch. You know, the goal is to get you guys better, not fucking rant and rave about how stupid our government is. And then, you know, that's about it, you know. So as much as, one, thank you guys for being here. The reason I wanted to rebrand this is, and just be honest with you guys, I didn't fucking feel like coaching. As much as I love business and entrepreneurship, the vast majority of you guys don't want to own your own business. Like, the vast majority of people who listen to me don't have their own business, don't want their own business. And if I want to make a bigger impact, I got to talk to more people. You know, I'm talking about entrepreneurship, right? How to work, grow through your business, grow in the business you work for, right? Super jealous, you guys. If I could fucking get through a single day of my life working for somebody else, life would be a lot easier, right? Maybe simpler. I don't fucking know, dude. I know I had to find $17,000 in 3 days. I fucking did it. But like, that's the stress that your boss has, you know. So I'm going to show you guys how to become an entrepreneur. I'm going to talk about how to become an entrepreneur. What I look for as a boss, right? But yeah, I want to see you guys win. I want to see you guys win as much as possible. Like, I just want to see you guys win. I will talk about, what my goal is right now is legitimately rebuilding the American dream. And that starts God damn it. Before I go on this little rant, let me have a little sip of this water. All right. One more fucking time. One thing I'm really going to harp on the overarching theme is rebuilding the American dream. How I'm building my American dream. And I get to define that. What that looks like to me may look completely fucking different to you. But in the process of me rebuilding my American dream, I'm going to show you guys that you guys can do the exact same thing that I do for your American dream. And your American dream does not fucking impact mine. Unless your American dream's like, Johnny can't say this, that, or other thing, and he can't have guns, and he can't believe this, and he has to get a fucking vaccine. Unless your shit fucking interferes with me, then we're cool. I will help you have your fucking American dream. I'll help you build it. All right, but the overarching theme is rebuilding the American dream through personal development. That's it. All right, getting better. Andy Frizzell says, personal excellence is the ultimate rebellion. And it's right. The better you are, the better you can be. I'm sorry, the better your community can be. The better you can help others. So I want you guys to see what it's like to win. I want you guys to understand it's not all fucking rainbows and unicorns. Like you're catching L's. And I'm going to show you that. That's sort of the thing. You're going to get the truth. You're not going to get some fluffy shit. Because I want to see you guys win. I want to see you guys win. And I'm going to help you win. I'm going to show you that. The way you win is to improve yourself. It's not through entrepreneurship, which is the path I took. It's through personal fucking growth, right? I'm going to talk about my purpose real quick and wrap up that. So my purpose, why the fuck I do this, why am I sitting here at 10:30 tonight recording this podcast, is because my purpose to empower, inspire, and show others how those willing to do the work can achieve more than imagined possible by being the example, right? I'm the fucking example. It is my job to do the work, win, and then tell you guys about it. All right? Empower, inspire, and show. This is it. I'm doing really fucking good. I've got to talk about some numbers. The average income for a martial arts gym is $140,000 a year. I've been doing that since year two of me doing this full time. Like, most businesses don't make it that far. So, yeah, I'm good at what I do. I'm not fucking special. I'm not. I am very good looking. I am above average intelligence. I'm not going to lie. I'm fucking smart. Believe it or not, I'm actually really fucking smart. But for every positive I have, I probably have fucking 8 negatives. So I'm going to show you guys how to use what you have to build the dream that you want. That's it. I'm done rambling. I love you guys. I want to see you win. I'm here to help you rebuild your American dream, whatever that is for you. So thank you guys for following. This is the new format for now. We're going to have guests. We're going to have all that shit on here. But thank you guys for being here. It's the Johnny Buck Show. It always has been the Johnny Buck Show. It always will be the Johnny Buck Show. You guys can watch or not. I don't give a shit. But I want to see you guys win. So if you need anything, as always, hit me up and I will catch you later. Peace.